All right, linebacker. Linebackers usually win, right? So who's got the better linebackers here?
Oh, man. These are both great linebacking cores. You know, you got the two outside linebackers for Denver and Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. And then their two inside linebackers pretty good, too. But, man, I love me some Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis. You know, Luke's probably the best middle linebacker in the game right now. But I'm going to give the edge to Denver just because, you know, as a unit and those two outside linebackers and how much pressure they can put on the quarterback.
You mentioned Thomas Davis, and he's going to try to play with a broken arm. Of course, you are the Iron Man of all Iron Men. But I guess you could relate to a veteran who finally makes it to the big game like that who just wants to play.
Absolutely, man. I would play too. You're talking about the Super Bowl here.
Right.
And this has got Thomas Davis overcame three ACL injuries. So, you know, broken arm, hey, put some pins and some numbing medicine. He'll be fine. The big challenge, I think, physically, I think he'll be able to get through. It's the mental aspect. You know, will he feel mentally comfortable, like, okay, I can go balls out and, you know, fully not be hindered with my performance. So I think that's he'll have to get over the mental aspect of it.
All right, the obligatory Redskins questions here with London Fletcher. What you think of the season, man?
Man, it was great to watch. You know, as a Redskin fan, you know, this season, this team was exciting to watch. You know, especially at the last, you know, six, seven ball games of the year, the way, you know, Kirk played down the stretch and the way they got on that run and, you know, the defense creating turnovers. Man, it was exciting to watch. I was really surprised that they didn't win that ball game against Green Bay. You know, playing at home, I thought, okay, you know, finally win a playoff game, you know, especially in front of our home crowd. So, you know, I think the way the team is constructed, the young talent they have on the offensive line, the young defensive talent you have, and I'm sure Scott is going to go out and continue to upgrade in the areas he can via free agency, but also bring some right talent in there in the draft.
Now, area of your expertise, obviously, inside linebacker. You had a couple guys, Mason Foster and Will Compton, who stepped in. I know you watched the games. What do you think of those two young players?
Man, those two guys, they were really, you know, godsends for the Redskins this year. If you think about, you know, when Keenan got injured and also Perry got injured, you know, Will and Mason stepped up. Mason was a good football player in Tampa Bay, you know, so he was a veteran player that knew how to play the game. But then Will came in and he surprised me, you know, not just how well he played, but, you know, he was an inexperienced player and, you know, he went out and made plays, very instinctive linebacker. You know, I was excited to see Will play like that because I know Compton very well.
Now, one thing very weird happened this year, London. I don't deny saying this. I'll say it to you and I'll say it to all the viewers as well. Carlos Fields came in, young linebacker at the end of the season, and he's wearing number 59. It just seemed weird to me.
It seemed weird to me too, man. I could tell you the politically correct answer and say, you know, it wasn't an issue, but I guess, hey, man, you know, somebody decided to assign that number to him. But you know, I saw that out on the field. I was like, wow, that's interesting. You know, hey, you know.
Team doesn't have, they got one retired number. They got some numbers they don't use.
Some numbers should be off limits, though. But I guess mine wasn't one of them. So, but hey, you know, whatever. Wow. But yeah, I saw him out there like, all right, number 59. And then the one guy who had all the penalties in the New York Giants game. That wasn't Field.
Well, Quentin Dunbar's wearing 47 and he's playing defense. I think of Cooley when I see that number.
Cooley's number. Yeah. At least he doesn't play the tight end position.
That's true.
So, you know, 47, when you see a defensive back with 47 on, all right, you don't really automatically think, okay, man, he got Cooley's number. I mean, you know it's Cooley's number, but it wasn't the tight end.
It looked a little weird.
You know, I would have probably been okay if it was an offensive lineman with number 59 on.
Last thing for you, London Fletcher. We miss you, but we see you occasionally. I saw you at a charity event this season, and everybody knows that you moved on to a broadcasting career at CBS. How do you like that job?
You know, I enjoy it. You know, it allows me to still be connected to the game, talk about football. We're going to do that anyway as men, and I get to do that. You know, I understand that it's a television job, and I work hard at it. You know, it's the same way I approach my playing career. I approach the job that I have with CBS, you know, put my all into it. And I love the game of football, and I love watching film. I love, you know, being connected and talking about the game. So it's a way to stay connected to it.
So before you go on the air, do you kind of get the guys around and say, linebacker set the tone? Do you do that there?
You know, I've tried to do it a couple times, but it's just I'm not on with a lot of guys that play in the game, and they're not linebackers, so they don't really get it. But, you know, linebacker set the tone, linebacker set the tempo. You know, ain't nothing changed but the location. right now we're out here, yeah, Media Row, you know, for the Super Bowl 50 out here, man, San Francisco. But I love it, man.
Hey, good job, man. We miss you, but we're following you, and it's great to see you.
All right, thanks.